And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to this Sunday morning hour. It is time to take some time for you as we beam into houses right across the country. Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth across the Macquarie Network. Hello, it is Ed Phillips here, joined by the multi-talented, multitasking, delightful Sally Obermater. Hello, oh. Sal.
Hello. Happy Sunday, everybody.
You were just shocked at that stunning intro, weren't you?
I know. I'm like,
between
wow.
gulps of coffee.
I felt like I was going to win an Academy Award.
Nice to have you with us, along with our favourite and chirpiest of all pharmacists, Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Hello, Ed. The scary bit is that I was actually puffing my chest out yes. that intro and you went straight past
yep.
me.
Little oh. rooster. Oh. We've got the team together. We have the one phone number to reach our experts and we're here for you for the next 60 minutes. 131-873. We'd love to hear from you. You can listen online, by the way, or you can reach us via our website too, which is houseofwellness.com.au. The aim of the show, of course, to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. And that number is 131-873. All our callers going to air today across the next hour, get themselves in the running to win a $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store across the country. 131-873 is our number. Plenty of news today, plenty of things to cover in your A to Z of vitamins, the mighty magnesium
Can't wait to talk
today.
About that, Ed, because I know you're a magnesium fan.
Love it.
Sally probably doesn't need magnesium because she's super relaxed.
Oh, no.
Super calm.
A mother of two children? Oh, I swear by magnesium.
Not so relaxed yeah, and calm. No. So we'll talk about the role of magnesium and how important it is and probably, sadly, how common the deficiencies are
yeah.
and the things you look for if you are trying to find out whether you need magnesium.
Fantastic.
So we'll touch on that.
Also right. going to focus on what is a rather alarming stat for us in Australia. We have one of the highest rates of allergic disorders. More than 4 million Aussies have some sort of allergy and it's the fastest growing chronic condition in the country, interestingly enough. Maria Saeed, who's the CEO of Food Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia, is going to join us after this break to chat about Food Allergy Week as well. And importantly, gentlemen as well as ladies will be finding out how to keep our skin hydrated and looking good.
That's good. Yes, winter.
That'll be good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And winter, of course, we're now maybe 2-3 weeks away from the peak of the flu. Mm. Coincidentally, it takes 2 or so weeks for the flu injection, the vaccine, to kick in. So now if you're leaving your run late.
Because when you look at the wrinkles, look at them. He needs vitamin C collagen to stop the wrinkles. Have you moisturised this morning?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh. Yeah. I got up extra early.
You did?
We'll talk about a better one.
This is good as it looks.
Okay. Keep working on it.
Plenty to come across the course of the day. Interesting bit of research that came out just earlier this week. I want to focus on this. And I don't know how much gravity we attach to it, but according to some experiments, I think in Germany, women's performance on both math and verbal tests is apparently better at higher room temperatures, while men perform better on the same tests at lower temperatures.
Ooh. This explains a lot to me, Sal.
Does it?
Because how many times does the gentleman on my left get up and fiddle with the thermostat?
Like constantly throughout the show.
It is the battle of the thermostat here.
I've learnt to just come armed with like multiple layers so that I can adapt to whatever Ed needs.
But this work is terrific because it shows that women work better in a warmer atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
And that's why he's always putting it down. I can see you shivering because he wants to activate his brain cells and yours suffer.
They do suffer. And meanwhile, I'm like loaded up in some sort of like big overcoat just to compensate for, But it is an interesting stat, and it's funny. Just during the week, I read about a bed that's for sale in America that you can't get it here, but it is very common that kind of, I call it like kind of all the successful people. And what I mean by that is like people who you've heard of who are like CEOs of big companies or they're billionaires, whatever. They did this study and they're like, there was this one interesting thing where they all had this same bed and the bed is split into two, very cold on the men's half and very warm on the women's half. And I was like, well, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, but that's part of the plot, though. because so you could visit to warm up. Think about it.
I love it.
Very interesting. Uh-huh. Designed by a man, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. So, you know, the alarming thing about this discovery is that Gerald and I, we are entering our smarter months now by August. I
mean, we'll be firing.
As good as
we?
It's got.
We will be firing. Then we go into hibernation summer. You'll notice
I'll come good then for you.
Good. It is the House of Wellness. We're here for you. 131873 is our number. Let's grab Ivan first up, who's in Montrose, Victoria. First cab off the rank, Ivan. Good morning.
Morning, Ivan.
Good morning, and how's the staff at 3RW going?
Look, everyone's really well, and we're lucky. We go right around the country, Ivan. Yep. So we're national. So you've got people in Perth listening to you, Ivan.
Right. Well, my problem is that I had an operation in August last year.
Yes.
And ever since then, I have had a very bad problem with my right foot.
Mm.
And the right foot is... all the toes are swollen. Mm-hmm. I can't bend the toes on my right foot. My left foot is okay. That works very well. And I believe that something may have happened during the operation, like a nerve being nicked,
mm-hmm.
and it has created this problem that I have with my foot.
Wow.
And I'm just wondering if there's something that we may be able to do for it.
Well, Ivan, the fact that it's just one side means that it's not something you can generally address. So you're probably going to have to pursue that with your GP holding your hand and find out what can be done. Because, as you said, there's some interference with your circulation, your lymphatic circulation that you're getting swelling. So back to your doctor, Ivan, and really... get an explanation that you are happy about. Write down your concerns so you can discuss them with him.
Okay. Good luck with that. Stephen, let's come to you in Greenvale this morning. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Stephen.
Oh, good morning, guys. Look, Jared, I hope you can help me with my mother. She's nearly 75. Mm-hmm. She's had this chronic knee deterioration in one of her knees. Mm-hmm. And, look, she's had to wait nearly 3 years just to see a bloody specialist in this state. Now she's got to wait years for even any sort of surgery. And she's in... 24-hour pain. She hobbles around like a cripple, and I've tried everything. Like, can you think of anything I can do for my mother? Because she's really beyond herself right now.
Poor thing. And 75, she's got a lot of living to do, Stephen. So,
yeah.
Now, is
yeah.
she on medications from a doctor? Has he given her some anti-inflammatories?
She can't take anything strong because she's on. She's had two bouts of breast cancer and a blood clot. Just she can't take any strong painkillers, okay. So she's really doing it naturally.
And is she looking after herself? Is she independently living?
Yeah, yeah. She lives with me and my father. And look, she's quite healthy otherwise. Yeah, but yeah, there's nothing we can do.
Look,
about
the standard things, Stephen, are these. Glucosamine helps with cartilage production in the knee. So you get some mm-hmm. glucosamine, and it's a 1,500 milligram a day. Better split. Uh-huh. Better split across the day, 750 milligram twice a day. Turmeric yep. is essential because that's the replacement pain reliever for the things that you can't take. So you get readily absorbed, beta-sorbed turmeric from your pharmacy. And the other is omega-3s. So fish, Sally will have, I'm just going to ask Sally, if she's got a particular easy-to-do fish recipes that just can become three or four times a week for your mum, Stephen.
Yeah, I think there's one on the website that we did a little while ago. It was depending on, I guess, her palate and what she likes. Excuse me, but we did a fish curry a little while ago. I think it was a salmon one, and it's perfect for winter because it's got the turmeric,
yes,
as you say, as a bonus that you're having. So the turmeric in there is a bonus. I don't think it would take away from what you're saying.
No, that'll add on. Yeah.
Yeah, but more is more. And it's a really nice way to have fish with vegetables, and it's got the nice oil in there, the coconut oil. So just it's a nice all-round winter dish, so you're getting the nice good fat.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, do you think, GQ, what if she was to have a collagen?
Yeah, well, collagen, it depends how that knee is deteriorating. I mean, the sad part is the system doesn't really give you much hope. If you've got private health insurance, you can drive it, but without that, it's a bit of a struggle.
Mm.
So, look, Stephen, I'd really love some feedback, say, in 4 or 6 weeks. If you go to houseofwellness.com.au the Ask tab. Don't hesitate to give me feedback on those three things I've recommended. And also, I'll pass on to Sally how she's getting on with the fish recipes as well. So go to the website and look at the fish recipes that are there, so it can be fun. And it'll do you two blokes good as well.
By the way, Sal, she mentioned her his mother had trouble with pain management post-cancer treatment.
Yes.
That's not something I've come across before. Is that a factor?
Yeah, well, it depends. So Steve and I had breast cancer as well a few years ago, and it just depends if you have, I think you mentioned she's got problems with her blood, right? So she can't take anything too strong. Yeah. It's different for everyone. It affects us all.
And it's not normal pain, is it? It's nerve pain. It's neuropathic pain.
Totally.
And we don't have a solution for that. It's an enormous challenge.
It's one of those things where I was going to say grin and bear it, but you're not grinning, but you just try to bear it.
You jump over one hurdle and then this other hurdle
comes
with you.
Yeah, it's really tough. It's very tough.
More of your calls coming up across the hour, 131873. Next up, chatting Food Allergy Week. That's on the way after this break at the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale is now on. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Absolutely. Better drop everything. Get into the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin sale. You'll find all your favourite big brand vitamins for half price. That means Swiss, Caruso's, Nature's Way and Wagner are half price. Ethical Nutrients, Synovus, Bioglan and Nutrilife vitamins, you guessed it, half price. Thompson's, Naturopathica, Blackmores and Henry Bloom's, all half price too. So drop everything and rush to the Chemist Warehouse half price vitamin sale. We'll also find all L'Oreal, Maybelline Cosmetics at half price too. Lipstick, eyeliner, mascara, nail polish, foundation, concealer, eyeshadow and much more at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Lovely to be with you Sunday morning. As always, it's Ed Phillips here, joined by Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermater, turning our attention to Food Allergy Week. You know, Australia's got one of the highest rates of allergic disorders in the world. It's rather puzzling to me. There's more than 4 million Aussies who suffer some sort of allergy. It is the fastest growing chronic condition in the country. It's estimated up to 2% of adults, 1 in 10 babies, and even 6% of children will have a food allergy, and some of them will experience a life-threatening allergic reaction as a result of that, anaphylaxis. So Maria Said is joining us on the line now. She's the CEO of Food Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia, and lovely to have you with us, Maria. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why are our rates so high in Australia, I wonder?
That is a question everyone is asking.
Answer it for us immediately.
We don't know why the rates have increased. We don't know why Australia is the allergy capital of the world. There are lots of theories, including the hygiene hypothesis, including a change microbiota in our gut, late introduction of food allergens. We're now encouraging people to feed their babies the common allergens at around 6 months, not before 4 months, but certainly before 12 months.
Maria, what do you define exactly as an allergy? How would somebody know?
Well, the signs and symptoms of an allergy can look, you know, the signs and symptoms of a mild to moderate allergy can look very much like, you know, even a food intolerance. So people can get bloating, and they often think that it's an allergy, but in reality, you know, that's an intolerance. It's really important that people speak to their GP if they think they have an allergy, if they've had hives or welts, if they've had swelling after eating, especially if it's within the first, say, 20 minutes to 2 hours after eating. That's more indicative of an allergy rather than an intolerance.
Maria, how did you get involved in this? Did you have a family member that suddenly had a problem and that's driven you to create more awareness of these food-related issues?
Yes, well, that's exactly what happened. I'm a registered nurse and I worked in paediatrics and emergency. Okay. However, when my second son was born back in 1990, I had no appreciation of food allergy and its reality. I knew that people could have life-threatening reactions to bee stings and to medication.
Of course.
But even in my training, I'd never been told it could happen to food. So I gave my son a peanut butter sandwich at age 12 months, and he had an allergic reaction. It took him 3.5 years to get properly diagnosed because people, you know, even health professionals did not understand that it could be as severe as it was.
Goodness
and, you know, as an educated, articulate person, I found it very hard to get the support I needed to get people to understand that this was real, it wasn't a figment of my imagination, that we needed policies in schools, that, you know, kids back then were being refused from school and childcare.
Yes.
They couldn't enrol them. You know, we had nothing in place in the 1990s. We had to purchase the life-saving medication for $100 a pop, and it would have 6 months shelf life.
Yes, then you've got to throw it away.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we didn't have food labelling laws like we have now.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a very, very difficult time. And you know, I became involved as a volunteer, and I was a volunteer until about 2003 when I'd been CEO of the organisation in a voluntary position from 1999, and then it became full-time work for me by about 2005, 2006.
Great. Well done. And just before Sal asks you another question, can I congratulate you on the help sheet, the Food Allergy Basics? Can that just be downloaded by anybody where it just lists the basic facts, the food allergy basics? And that would be very reassuring for someone who suspected that their children might be reacting to food. So that's at allergyfacts.org.au. It would be a handy thing to have around, wouldn't it?
Put it on the fridge.
Yeah. Yeah, look, absolutely. We have lots of information that is easily downloadable, information to help people get to the right health practitioner, and then information to help them manage everyday life, because unfortunately food is something we can't say, well, we just won't eat any and we'll be safe.
Yeah.
And it really takes a lot of time and impacts on quality of life, and we're about, you know, trying to reduce the impact.
All righty. Food Allergy Week is kicking off. We appreciate your time this morning as the CEO of Food Allergy and Anaphylaxis Australia as well. We'll hopefully chat to you down the track as well, Maria.
Great. I look forward to it.
Well
thank
done,
you.
Thanks, Maria.
Well, thanks for your time this morning. We better take a quick break. More of your questions on the other side of this as well here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale is now on. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Look as good as you feel with the Avene Derm Absolu range from Chemist Warehouse. The highly effective anti-aging range is dermatologically recommended, and it's clinically proven to fight sagging and improve skin firmness in mature skin. In fact, clinical trials showed that 95% of women felt their skin was firmer after 1 month of use of the night balm, and 84% saw their skin visibly lift with the serum. At Chemist Warehouse, the Avene Derm Absolu range starts from $60.49, so choose Avene, the experts in sensitive skin. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
A to Z of vitamins time. Gerald, you mentioned magnesium on the agenda today. It's worth shouting from the rooftops how magnificent it is.
Well, the three of us take magnesium.
Yes.
I mean, how logical is that?
Yes.
Because we are busy. We are often in the car, so you're hunched up over the steering wheel. Mm. You're on a keyboard.
Mm-hmm. I'm holding small children on my hip. So that is,
what's hard about that? Is it? Did you find that
on the little handle?
Yeah.
So we are constantly drained of magnesium, and frankly, we just don't get enough in our foods anymore. So we just spoken to Maria, and the classic source of magnesium is nuts.
Mm.
And yet how many people say, oh no, I can't eat nuts,
that's
because
right.
I think I might have a problem.
That's right. Either allergies, or also sometimes you'll hear people say if they're watching their weight that they don't want to eat nuts, because nuts, whilst full of great you know, natural fat, have a lot of calories. So when people are calorie restricting, they go, oh no, I don't want to have nuts.
Yeah. Well, you could go to the Weight Watchers one with the dark chocolate around the outside.
Oh, that's delicious.
Which is a way of just offsetting some of that. But magnesium, there's about 300 reactions in our body that require magnesium. And you know if you don't have enough, because you might get a little tick maybe in your eyelid, or you're sitting watching television and you start to get a little muscle twitch in your leg or your arm or somewhere, that's your body demanding magnesium. Because most of it is really stored in our bones, very little floating around. So unless there's a good storage in your bones, there's no reservoir to draw from.
You don't want to be taking it from there, do you?
No, you don't.
Yep.
And because it's so involved in moderating other minerals like zinc and calcium, you've got to have sufficient levels. So it's a safe mineral. Consider if you've got any of those symptoms, if you're hunched over a keyboard, if you're really a little, you feel tense and you can't go to the masseur.
I find it like in the shoulder, so I use a magnesium oil.
Fine.
You know, and I love it. I will rub it at night on the tops of my shoulders, you know, where I find I do from being hunched over a computer.
Yeah, we all hunch.
On my hips from carrying the girls around, it's very quite sore. And I rub it on the soles of my feet as well, because it helps you sleep. It's really it's easily absorbed through the soles of the feet.
And take it internally. The limiting factor of magnesium, even though it's so safe, if you get a bit of looseness, a bit of wind, that shows you've got enough magnesium. So if that happens, drop the dose down a little bit and then continue on. But so good, and we should never ignore this very, very important mineral.
So vital.
Keep reminding everyone each week. The A to Z of Vitamins, by the way, brought to us by Swiss, Australia's number one brand for vitamins and supplements. Let's grab some more of your calls. 131873. Janine's standing by in Wyndham Vale. Good morning, Janine.
Hello, Janine.
Good morning, guys.
How can we help?
How are thou?
We're well, thanks. How can we help you?
Gerald, I have a lot of problems. One, you're talking about at the moment, it's magnesium. Mm-hmm. I've just started on it.
Good.
One of the problems that I have a chronic pain problem, and I'm reducing a dose at the moment of
Lyrica?
I'm on Lyrica.
Yeah, okay.
And I have two doctors at the moment. One doctor says, it's bad for you and all this. And the other doctor says, you know, it's okay. Keep on with that.
That helps.
But, yeah, it does send me a little bit loopy, I think. Well, I am loopy.
No, not at all, because if you're living in pain, Janine, and living in constant pain is just something that really gets you down. So I assume you're taking some turmeric as well, which is very important. And can I mention a nutrient called lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C, which is really good for nerve pain. Now, nerve pain is just the stinging, burning, tingling pain that's there underlying so many of these things. So turmeric, magnesium, lipoic acid. Have your pharmacist check the doses for you so you are getting satisfactory results, and be reassured those three things will not interact with any of your medications. Might help you if you're withdrawing from one of the pain ones.
Wishing you all the best there, Janine. Let's come to Marion now in Cranbourne. Hello, Marion. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Good morning, Marion.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I've got two questions. One is I'm getting, for the last couple of years or so, I've been getting a bladder infection, which becomes very painful if I don't have antibiotics.
Yes.
And just recently, I've had one in February and another one while I'm just finishing my antibiotics today. So I've had two lots in less than 3 months.
Okay.
And I saw a urologist last Thursday, and he said for me to take Hyprex with vitamin C.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if there's a herbal thing I can take instead.
Marion, the classic herb is cranberry, and there's a lot of evidence to show that cranberry stops the bug in your bladder from adhering to the walls of your bladder and replicating. So speak to your pharmacist about the clinically proven brands of cranberry, and take it every day. So that's an everyday thing. Drink plenty of water. And if you do ever have to succumb to an antibiotic, don't forget to take the probiotic called Saccharomyces, because the antibiotic actually, in killing the infection, reduces your ability to withstand further infections. And it begins to be a bit of a merry-go-round where you're just lurching from infection to infection, which is what you really almost implied you've been doing. So high-dose cranberry every day, lots of water, and let's reduce the number of infections across a year, and that's how you'll be able to tell.
Good luck, Marion. 131873 is our number. All our callers going to wear, by the way, today. Get themselves in the running for that $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. There's 400 of them around the country these days. Give us a call, 131873. Let's try Stephanie, who's in Mulgrave this morning in Victoria. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Stephanie. How can we help?
Okay, I've been losing a lot of hair. Mm-hmm. So what's happened is the last few months I've been through a lot of stress. I've had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. That was in October last year. Mm-hmm. I did radiotherapy right up to December. Mm-hmm. And I've just noticed the last few months I'm just losing clumps of hair. And I don't know why.
And that's the result.
I don't eat meat.
No. Okay. Well, and there's one of the minerals. So the two minerals, iron. Aren't they, Sally, is iron and silica.
Yep.
Now, the best versions of those, Stephanie, iron now comes in an effervescent sachet. So you put the sachet in water and you give it a bit of a stir and it's pleasant to take. And that seems to be one of the options in iron that doesn't cause your tummy to get upset like many of the solid state doses. And from a silica perspective, there's a liquid gel that you only need to take one dose a day. Mm. Now, that's the long term. So iron is short term, maybe for a couple of months, but the silica is long term. And also some B group, really important, Stephanie, because that's the stress nutrient. Mm. And that stress is understandable, Sally. You've been through that.
I've been through that. Completely understandable. It's one of those things I think I often say too is when you're going through a cancer battle, sometimes it's actually worse afterwards because you're not in the battle anymore, but the realization of what you've just been through hits home, and it's incredibly traumatic, I think, almost afterwards.
Yes.
And I think you need to acknowledge that and give yourself some space to go through that. And the hair thing will, having been through it, I will tell you, it will pass. Your hair will come back. In a more slightly superficial, like, take internally what GQ's saying, but I would also, having been through it, I would say give your hair a break externally, in the sense of if you can try and pull back on the blow drying and the straightening and kind of give it also a bit of a breather if you can.
Yes.
Just so it doesn't also go through too much on the outside.
Yes, because kind of hand in hand. You tend to punish it, don't you? Particularly women. But isn't hair such a personal expression of how you feel? Estimate that.
It's a huge thing. I remember when I lost all my hair doing chemo, it's hugely traumatic because it's part of our, I guess, our armor and how we get dressed in the day and how we feel about ourselves and our self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And if you've been through a cancer battle, that has already been kind of shaken to its core. Yes. So, I think, take exactly the things that GQ's saying, but also be kind to yourself overall and let yourself come to terms with what you've been through because it's massive.
Great advice from you both. Thank you. Stephanie, all the best. We send you our thoughts as well. Let's take a little break. Next up, we're moisturising. We're going to find out how to keep our skin hydrated and looking good with the drier winter months still to come.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale is now on. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, if you're taking a hammering from pain, this should help. Try Maxigesic from Chemist Warehouse and you could win a share of $28,000 in weekly prizes. For your chance to win, simply try Maxigesic from Chemist Warehouse. Then head to chemistwarehouse.com.au/Maxigesic and follow the entry details. So if you're taking a hammering from pain, then brighten your day and enter for your chance to win. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Maxigesic 12s are only $4.99. Always read the label and use only as directed. Maxigesic is for the temporary relief of pain. Incorrect use could be harmful. If symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Always appreciate having your company Sunday mornings here across the country on the Macquarie Network. Gerald, as I look at you, I'm reminded that as we age, so does our skin.
Oh,
aging of the skin is a natural process. I'm setting the scene here, Sal. I've left you out of this because you're radiant and beautiful. Aging of the skin is a natural process affected by genetic factors. We know diet contributes, environment, and also lifestyle choices. And no matter what our skin type is, using a moisturiser every day is one of the best ways we can keep our skin hydrated and looking good. To further this claim by me, we've gone to Janice McNicholas, who's the National Training Manager of Pierre Fabre Group, the makers of Aveeno, and she's with us on the line. Hi, Janice.
Good morning. How are you?
Tell Gerald I'm right and stop having him feel so angry. Look, gents tend to think we can tune out at these sort of conversations, but it's important for men and women.
Oh, absolutely. It's really important that we moisturise our skin, especially going into winter as well. We know we lose water. It's constantly evaporating out of our deeper layers of our skin. And it's really important that we have at least 10% water content to make our skin feel really smooth and supple. And this is really imperative because this moisture actually helps repair, protect and maintain that barrier function of the skin, really to keep it healthy.
Janice, do you have to still moisturise day and night, or is just night okay? What do you think?
I think it's really as often as the skin needs it. It does depend on skin type. But I think the best time is straight after cleansing, especially if you're getting out of any water, so such as, you know, the shower, bath, swimming. It's really important that you put moisturiser on. And for us, we have a fantastic thermal spray. It's called an Avène thermal spring water spray, and this will really help soothe and soften the skin prior to the preparation of the moisturizer. And this water has been given many scientific studies, 150 in fact.
Wow.
And it's been tested on dermatologists to really provide those soothing, softening benefits to any types of skin, but especially sensitive, hypersensitive and allergic skin types.
Janice, with the new range that's out with the Derm Absolute, there are so many products on the market claiming this and claiming that. What's the single difference? What makes this one so special? And bearing in mind that the company itself is very scientifically focused, it's very evidence-based focus, which is reassuring. So, but what's the difference? What's the single big difference?
Well, I think for us with the Derm Absolute range, it's all about targeting you know, more mature skin. So it's about nourishing, restoring firmness, and really to fight the sagging. For us, I think, you know, our researchers have come up with a trio of active ingredients in here, and they're complementary. We've got cetinol, which comes from bacuchiol, which you would know, Gerald, with your medicine that you're very much aware of, babshi plant. And that has a more of an antibacterial, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory property. But it's the first natural alternative to retinol.
Okay.
So retinol was something that was brought out 40 years ago to really help people with aging issues. But this is great because it's more photostable. So that means it can be used during the day and the night, and it's very well tolerated on sensitive skin. But we have vanilla that's come from Tahiti, and this is really going to protect hyaluronic acid and glycolol, which is more of a lipid precursor to give intense nourishment.
Okay, so it's the scientifically proven active ingredients that make the difference.
Correct.
How fantastic.
Yes.
Janice, can you give us some other tips on how we can keep our skin looking youthful?
Well, I think the key for me is definitely sun care. I think that's something that's really important that we should always be using to protect ourselves from the sun, sunburn, skin cancers, etc., any long-term damage. I think that's always a key to keeping the skin beautiful. But also, I think the lifestyle choices that we make, you know, chronologically, we're programmed to age from birth, and it's really important that we have a look, we look after ourselves, eat well, get enough sleep, rest, etc. I think is really, really important, and also to use a good range of quality products.
Absolutely.
Great to chat with you. It's the Derm Absolute range from Avène, and a key to keep us looking youthful and fabulous, Gerald. So
thank you, Ed. I'll take that on board. I'd rather listen to Janice than listen to you. But it's just so important, and it just staggers me how blokes don't
know
your man. Does he moisturise twice
he
a day?
He does, only because I'm at him. Well, not twice a day, but once a day. And I think unless I remind him, he just forgets. He goes, yeah. But I'm like, come on.
Such a blokey thing.
Isn't it fantastic.
Like once every 3 months, and he goes, oh, no, I'm doing it all the time. Like, no, once every 3 months is not all the time.
No,
isn't it?
Definitely not.
All right, Janice, thank you. Janice. I will keep my fabulous co-host in line here, Janice McNicholas there. Appreciate your time. Let's grab a call quickly before we go to the break. We have Francis, who's standing by. Thank you, Francis.
Good morning, Francis. How can we help?
Good morning. Look, my wife, about 5 to 6 weeks ago, developed a frozen shoulder. Mm-hmm. Have you got any suggestions about that?
The solution to that, Francis, is what we called, what we chatted to before, which is magnesium. So you take magnesium, and in powder form is probably the best way, and apply magnesium, which Sally spoke about, either in cream or oil form, gently. And we're talking here about muscles that aren't functioning correctly, and if we loosen them up, and no doubt you're getting some help from either a physiotherapist or a myotherapist, but the magnesium is the key mineral. So best wishes to your wife, and if you're rubbing that magnesium on, be gentle. Because if you're not gentle, she will certainly tell you.
The House of Wellness radio show, it airs on the television Sundays as well on Channel 7. And Luke Hines is going to join us to tell us what's coming up on the show right after this break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale is now on. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Great to have your company here on the House of Wellness. The TV version rolls out across Channel 7 today, and the host, amongst many, is Luke Hines with a series of highlights here. One, indeed, we're looking forward to is the daily, I don't know, stumping for me, for putting something into my kids' school lunches that they actually like.
Yeah.
The latest request is just for plain white bread with honey. No butter. I don't like butter, Dad. Just honey on a white...
Well, that's well.
So help me out, mate. Help me out. Get all chefy with me.
Good morning, House of Wellness family. Always a joy to be with you guys and chat. You're right. We've got a guy that I reckon when he turns up to school pickup, there are some mums out there who are eyeing him off. Now, I'm not talking not only just because he's handsome, but I'm actually saying they're eyeing him off because they want to know what's hot in his box, and that is his lunchbox. George is an Insta-famous dad, and he's called the Lunchbox Dad for very good reason. He can turn a white bread sanger into gyoza, into spring rolls, into sandwich sushi. I tell you what, guys, we all have to lift our lunch game.
Oh, my gosh, I tell you.
Thank goodness that's well behind me. Well behind. It's ahead of you, Luke, but it's well behind me.
Oh, I miss you. I miss you. Now, what I was going to say also is that it's not just all that goodness on the show today. Mm-hmm. We've actually, we're going to go inside the Royal Women's Hospital neonatal unit and meet some preemie babies for the miracle month of May. Now, interestingly enough, I was preemie, which I think, which is why, Gerald, I'm so early on to set every time.
I think you're still preemie, Luke. I think it's just gone with you. I think you're constantly preemie, but, you know, we'll get you there. It's all right. Yep.
And a now gorgeous story on how a dog trainer has turned his skills into a bit of a niche area as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're very familiar with guide dogs, but we're actually going to meet an autism dog who helps kids dealing with autism. And it is such a warming story for the heart. And we had the dog in studio, and I have to say, anytime we get to have a beautiful Labrador in studio, it makes my day.
I'm all for it.
There you go.
I'm all for it. Catch it today. Midday airing around the channels of 7. And there'll also be a delicious high-protein breakfast that Zoe Bingley-Pullen's putting together too. I bet you all sample that one. She's doing a real yummy breakfast bowl, grain-free granola as well. Going to be delicious.
Sign me up.
We're going to catch you on the TV a little bit later today. Thanks, Luke. Always great to catch up, mate.
Thank you, Luke.
Bye,
Love
Luke.
You guys. Have
Bye.
A great weekend. Bye.
Excellente. We've got the $100 gift voucher to give away as well for one of our lucky callers, Gerald.
We're giving away, Stephanie, you are the winner today. Stephanie was the breast cancer lady who's losing her hair. Mm-hmm. And we've had some great off-air chats, Sally and I, about the enormous vacuum that's there. So, Sally, Stephanie, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations.
Really enjoyed taking all your calls today. Hope we were able to help, and we're back again next Sunday to do that again. The same number continues. 131-873 when the House of Wellness returns, or via our website, House
of Wellness. And a very big shout out to my mother-in-law, Joan. And Joan, hang in there, because we need to see you back up and about.
Absolutely.
Lots of love to you, Joan.
Lovely spending the hour with you guys. We'll see you next weekend.
Bye.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everybody, for another edition of the House of Wellness.